人感冒了，我很高兴看到大家，知道你们还都好。
Well, I know that all of us realize we're in a new year.
我们都知道我们现在已经是新的一年了。
And you know, when preachers get in a new year, they always talk about making a new start.
对牧师来讲，每到新年，他们总要做一个新年的关于新年的一个讲道。
It's not that we don't feel like you made a good one last year, but we want you to do a better one this year.
也不是说你去年做的不够好，但是我们希望今年你有更好的开始。
You know, Paul had a goal.
你知道保罗是有这样一个目的。
He said, "My goal is to know Him."
保罗说，我的目标就是要认识他。
Isn't that a wonderful goal?
这不是一个很好的目标吗？
Doesn't cost any money.
也不花任何钱。
Doesn't mean you have to be brilliant.
也不是说你一定要非常聪明才能做得到。
It means I have to make a relationship.
这意味着我要跟他建立一个关系。
I may hear about many famous men, but I don't really know them.
我可能听到过很多有名的人，但是我并不认识他们。
But when I have a relationship, I know them.
但是如果我跟他们有个人的关系，我就认识他。
So Paul was stating the very first thing is I want a relationship with God.
所以对保罗来讲，最重要的第一件事就是我想要跟神有个关系。
And he went on to say, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection.
他接着说，我想要认识他，也要知道他复活的大能。
Paul didn't want religion, you know, as it always is, just sort of religion. No, he wasn't after that.
保罗所追求的不是一种宗教，他不想要像人们一般对宗教的理解那样去理解他。
He knew there was power.
他知道这有能力。
In the resurrection of Christ.
你复活有大能。
For the word of God said, and he often said, I went down without him, but I was resurrected in power.
这圣经上经常这样说，我来到人间，但是我又回到天上。
So maybe I can really think that he wants power in his life.
Who? Paul. Yeah, 保罗是说他希望在他的生命之中有能力。
Certainly not power to earn money.
这不是为了挣钱的能力。
He didn't do much of that.
他真不是为了钱的。
Certainly not power that he could show people how powerful he was.
也不是为了向人显示他多么有权势。
But he wanted the power that God could give him, that he might be that kind of a person that knows God.
他要的能力是从神而来的，是希望有了这种能力之后，他就可以知道神是谁。
Do you understand what I mean?
你知道我的意思吗？
I want to know God.
我想要认识神。
But I want to have power that I might know God, for God is powerful.
我想要有能力来认识神，因为神是大有能力的。
Paul's saying, I can't do it in myself.
保罗说我自己做不到。
He said, I want to go on, I want to have the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering.
他说我想要有主复活的大能，也要能够分享他在主在痛苦之中所承受的这一切。
What in the world was Paul speaking about that suffering?
保罗谈到这种承受痛苦到底是
什么意思？ And he put fellowship in the same sentence?
而且他里边又提到说要分享主所受的痛苦。
None of us like suffering?
我们谁都不愿意受痛苦。
But Paul had suffered a lot.
但是保罗的确是受了很多的
逼迫。He had been beaten, he had been shipwrecked.
他曾经遇到过船难，而且被人打。
He was in the water for a day or two, I forget how many.
他在船难的时候可能在水里泡了一天多的。
He had really gone through a lot of suffering.
他的确是经受了很多痛苦。
But Paul had also learned a secret.
但是保罗有一个秘诀。
He found out that there was something in that fellowship of the suffering was that fellowship that he could liken himself like Christ.
保罗在这种与主同受痛苦的过程之中，他发现自己越来越像主。
He could understand what it meant and why he was suffering.
他可以理解为什么要受这样的痛苦，而且这一他主是怎么样的感受。
I read something yesterday that was quite amazing to me.
昨天我读了一些让我感到非常惊异的文章。
Stephen, did they call him Job or Job?
Steve Jobs.
Okay.
Steve Jobs, 苹果的这个 CEO.
Couldn't quite remember which way they pronounced it. Anyway, when he really was a very religious man, spiritual man, we'll put that.Seeking after God.
Steve Jobs 实际上是很有宗教信仰的一个人，他在寻找神。
All of his life.
他整个一生都在寻找神。
He was a Christian or was raised in the church when he was young.
他是个孩子的时候，他是在教会长大的。
One day he picked up a magazine.
有一天他拿了一本杂志在看。
And there it showed those suffering and poor children in other lands.
他看到这杂志上说别的这些第三世界国家小孩子都没有吃的。
It made a great impression on him.
他对此就是这件事情对他的印象非常深。
He went to the pastor and he said, Pastor,
他就去找他的牧师，他说牧师啊。
Does God know what I'm going to say before I say it to you?
他说我要跟你讲的话，神知不知道我要跟你说什么？
The pastor said, Yes, he does.
牧师说当然神知道的。
Did God know about all these little children going to suffer?
神知道这些小孩子在受苦吗？
Yes, he knew.
是的，神知道。
And doesn't do anything about it?
神什么也没做吗？
Steve Jobs at 13 was turned off.
那时候他只有13岁，但 Steve Jobs 从此就不再信神了。
He went on trying the Indian gurus and finally into the Buddhist. He left Christianity.
他到了印度去寻找印度教的一些宗教，然后又开始信菩萨，就佛教。最终他还是离开了神。
Because he didn't understand suffering.
他离开了基督教。
Suffering.
因为他无法理解这种
痛苦。If I ask you today, do you understand it? How many of you could say yes?
如果今天我问你，你理解痛苦、忍受痛苦的意义吗？你们多少人知道呢
？Do you know why the world is suffering?
你知道为什么世界这样受这么多的苦难吗
？You know why there's hungry children?
为什么有那么多孩子没有的吃呢
？You know why disease is rampant today?
你知道为什么这世界上这么多瘟疫蔓延
？We have this wonderful great God in heaven.
我们有这样美好的一位神。
And when anything happens, we always turn up to accuse him.
任何事情发生在我们身边不好的事，我们都去责备神。
You know why?
为什么
？Sin，
是因为我们的罪。
God doesn't make hungry children.
神没有让这些孩子们挨饿受苦。
Sinful men make hungry children.
而是有罪的人让孩子们受苦。
Power hungry men that causes wars.
那些有能力的、那些有权势的人，他们来制造战争。
Sickness comes from sin.What happened to our world that was cursed?
这些疾病都是从罪孽而来。这个世界所受咒诅也是
因为我们的罪。You see, it's not God's fault that man is in the place they are today.
我们人类在今天这种境况不是因为神。
But you see, that pastor didn't understand what suffering meant or what it was.
但是 Steve Jobs 的牧师并不理解为什么世界要有这么多苦难。
But Paul was looking at it from another angle. He was understanding the fellowship of Christian suffering.
但是保罗却是从另一个角度来理解苦难，他认为说苦难是我们跟神建立一个关系。
Christian suffering comes so that many times we can understand life, we can understand the discipline of life, we can understand what God wants of us in life, we can understand the sufferings of others. So you see, Paul knew the fellowship of suffering.
基督徒受苦难是因为我们通过苦难，我们可以认识生命。我们生命中必有苦难。通过苦难，我们可以理解别人所受的苦，也可以与主同受苦难。
Now Paul said something after that. He said, "You know, I have not already reached the goals that I'm aiming for."
保罗说，我并不是说我已经得着了。
I've not become to that place of true full maturity.
我还没有完全成熟。
But he said, "I am pushing toward that."
但是我在向那个目标。
He said, "Brother, I do not consider myself to taken hold of it all."
他说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
And none of us have.
我们没有一个人已经完全得着了。
There's a far greater, fuller relationship out there with you, with God, with Jesus, than what you have today.
我们今天的关系比不上我们日后会跟神所有的更好的关系。
There's far more power out there for you than what you have.Today.
那边有很多很多的能力，远超过我们今天所拥有的能力。
But one thing he said, I do.
但是他说我只有一件事。
I forget what is behind and reach forward to that which is ahead.
他说我是就是忘记背后，努力面前。
Now, how many of us have forgotten everything that happened in 2011?
我们去年发生的事，我们中间有多少人已经完全忘光光了
？None of us.
Some
of those things are still grinding in our mind. Things that happened during that time.
去年发生的可能有些事情还现在还抓着你不放，让你
But you see, Paul had found the secret here.
但是保罗有个秘诀。
Not only a spiritual secret, like a psychological secret.
不只是一个灵里的秘诀，而且是心理上的一个秘诀。
He decided the things that were behind him he couldn't do anything about.
他决定说已经发生的事他无法再改变。
And you and I can't either.
你和我也不可能改变已经发生的事。
So when they keep worrying you and going over and over, when those bitternesses you keep going over and over, there's not a thing you can do about them.
因为那些事如果继续让你能够苦读，让你不断的在回想，实在是忘不了后悔，那没有任何对你没有任何用。
They poison you spiritually.
而且在灵里，他真的是他让你的灵命都受了毒害。
And they hurt you physically.
而且在身体上也会伤害你。
He went on. He said, "I forget those things which are behind. I am going ahead. I pursue my gold, the prize of the promise, by God's heavenly calling in Jesus Christ."
保罗说：“我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。”
I've heard people say, well, it's just religion. You go to church and all you hear about is Bible and God. But you have to understand that God made us. He made us with something inside of us that longs for what? Happiness and peace, security and success.
你们有时候说你到教会去不过就是为了一个宗教，你们过去只是听看圣经是怎么说怎么地，那只是宗教信仰而已，但是不是这样，因为神造我们的时候他在我们心里头留下一个渴望，就是对平安，对美好的事，对安全感的一种渴望。
And he has promised all of those things to us.
他对我们已经做了许诺，他会给我们这所我们想要的一切。
So Paul is saying, my life, I'm pushing to know God better. I want more power in my life. I want to be able to understand the things of life that come that are hard because God will show me.
保罗说我的一生就想要更认识主，而且得到主复活的大能，因为我真的是想要更认识他。
So really I said all of that to say we need a goal.
我的说这一切我的目标就是
2012, you need a goal.
2012年我们每一个人都需要有一个目标。
No, I didn't say gold.
我不是说金子，因为这个 gold 英文的 gold 跟 gold 跟金子是发音很像。我说的不是为了追求财富，我说的是一个目标。
Most people want gold.
大部分人可能都想要的是金子。
Much better than paper money.
要的我们想要金子，不想要这个纸钞。
We want a goal.
但是我们需要一个目标。
I don't know what your goal is.
我不知道你的目标是什么。
It doesn't have to be a complex goal.
也不需要是一个很复杂的目标。
But it's something that we need to yearn for, to put our eyes on, to press ourselves toward that goal.
但是这个目标是一个你要把眼光紧紧专注在上面，而且不断的向这个目标前进的这么一个目标。
Well, in a sense, resolutions are goals.
也就是说，我们的新年心智、新年计划，也就是我们的一个目标。
I'm going to be a better wife.
我今年要做更好的太太。
I'm going to be a better parent.
我要做一个更好的父母。
I'm going to try to get a new job this year.
今年我要找个新工作。
I'm going to read my Bible more.
我要更多的读圣经。
So we set these goals in our life.
我们在生命中建立这些目标。
But I would say that most of us never meet them.
但是我得要说，我们中间很多人都达不到这些新年心智。
Sometimes they're forgotten about 3 or 4 weeks after the year.
有时候三四周以后，我们已经把我们的新年心智全忘光了。
But I'm talking to you today about a spiritual goal in your life.
但是我今天要说的是你们在灵命里的一个目标。
You really need that.
你的确需要这样一个目标。
Because the spiritual life is what keeps the rest of our lives in balance.
因为我们的灵命是让我们的生命得到平衡的一个很重要的部分。
If you read the Word of God, you'll see here where it talks about how we keep our physical body in balance, how we keep our emotional life in balance, how we keep our psychological life in balance.How we keep our spiritual life in balance. This word keeps us in balance.
我们圣经的话语是能够让我们生命中找到平衡，不只在身体上，而且是在我们的心理上、情感上、灵命上。
So you need a spiritual goal for this year.
今年你需要一个灵命上的目标。
You don't need a goal of I'm going to lose 25 pounds.
你不需要说我今年要减肥25磅这样的目标。
Now maybe you do need to lose 25 pounds.
也许你的确是需要减肥25磅。
Now don't look at me that way.
你别这么看我，我没那么胖了。
When I'm talking this morning about a new spiritual start.
但是我今天要提醒大家的是一个新年的在灵命上的一个新的目标。
You see, it's something that God wants for us.
这是神也是神所期望于我们的。
He said in John 10, he said, I have come that you might have life and you might have it more abundantly.
约翰福音他这样说，他说我来是为了要你得生命，而且得得更丰盛。
Doesn't that sound inviting?
这听起来不是在邀请你吗？
I want you to have life.
我要给你生命。
I want you to have an abundant life, a good life.
而且是更丰盛的生命。
Maybe not the way we think of good.
也许不是我们所想象的那种丰盛。
Because there's always going to be hard places, but those hard places, as you and I look at them, we are going to make them good places.
我们的确会有时候遇到困难。
We are going to learn from them.
但是我们回头看这些困难，我们会发现那是对我们是很好的历练，因为我们可以从中学到功课。
Now we have an enemy that doesn't want us to have.
我们有一个敌人，他不想让我们有这样的有这样丰盛的生命。
He wants us to have a miserable life.
他想让我们生命中充满痛苦。
If he can't stop you from being a Christian,
如果他不能够阻止你成为基督徒，
he's going to try to stop you from being a productive Christian.
他会去努力让你成为一个没有什么成果的成效的基督徒。
He's going to work hard to make you a miserable Christian.
而且他会努力的让你成为一个痛苦的基督徒。
And we have to understand then that it was Jesus said that I have come to give you life and life abundant.
我们必须记住这句话是耶稣说的，他说我来是要给羊得生命，而且得得更丰盛。
So we see then that he wants to do this for us this year.
所以耶稣今年他想要为我们做这个目标。
Paul said just forget what's behind.
所以保罗说忘记背后。
Now I want to show you today a new start spiritually.
我想要跟大家看一个生命上的新起点。
Next one.He wants us to have a new start. He wants us to have a new beginning. Something new in your life. What I wish for all of us this year, truly, is that we have a spiritual goal that we're going to work toward.
今年神想要我们有一个新的开始，一个新的生命。我也特别特别希望大家，我们要在灵命上有一个新的开始。
Okay, boys, thank you.I've talked to you about this, forgetting about what happens and going on. So I want to go on to our new, if you'll turn to it, this is the one I want. Okay. Now, we have five different things I want to talk to you about in our new beginning.
在我们这个新的开始之中，我要提到五件事。
In our new spiritual beginning.
我们灵命上的新开始有这样五件事。
For some of you, it means to come to Jesus, have your sins forgiven, believing on him, and starting a new life in Christ.
对你们中间的有一些人来说，这就意味着来接受基督，来让主来悔改你的罪，而且成为一个新造的人。
For some of us, it means that we're going to try to get closer to Him than what we are.
对我们中间的另一些人来说，我们这个目标就意味着我们要跟他更接近，建立更深的关系。
For some of us, we need reviving.
但我们中间另一些人，我们需要复兴。
What is it called? CPU?
CPU?
You know,
try
to get you back to life.
CPR, CPR, CPU is a computer. CPR, okay.
All those things mix me up.
Okay.
So we got CPR now. You need some spiritual CPR.
你需要在你的灵命上有人去按压你的心脏，让你心脏重新跳动。
The flame in your heart is about like this.
你这生命之中的那个火苗已经都快熄灭了。
And you need some heavenly wind to spread through.
你需要天堂吹来的风把它再扇起来。
I don't know what place you are today.
我不知道你今天处于哪一种位
置。But all that God would help us that we can have a new spiritual beginning.
但是神可以帮助我们每一个人有一个重新的开始。
Five things I'm going to talk to you about is stop making excuses.
这第一件事就是不要再给自己找理由了。
Take an inventory of your life.
在你的生命之中你列一个清单。
Act in faith.
而且在通过你的信心
去做事情。Refocus your thoughts.
而且把你的头脑要重新去找焦点，而且相信神。
We're going to start with the next, with the first one.
我们从第一个开始，就不要再为自己找理由了。
We have to stop making excuses for our failures.
我们不要再为我们的失败来找理由。
We really have to come to a place where we stop.Blaming others.
我们必须要停止去责备别人，为我们自己的错责备别人。
For the things in my life that aren't going very good.
因为生命，也许我的生活目前处于一个不太好的境况。
I can't live a spiritual life because of my husband.
我没法过一个属灵的生活，因为我老公实在太糟糕了。
I can't live a spiritual life because of where I work.
我也因为我工作的环境太糟糕了，所以我不能有属灵生活。
Always making excuses for our failures.
我们在为自己的失败找借口。
You've got to stop seeing yourself as a victim.
而且不要再把自己当做一个好像牺牲品。
Stop pitying ourselves.
不要总是那么同情你自己了。
Because of everyone else, remember, people can hurt us.
我们知道人会伤害我们。
They can harm us.
而他们也会对我们真实造成一些伤害。
They can scare us.
他们会让我们感到害怕。
But they can't ruin your life.
但他们不能毁掉你的生命。
Unless we let them.
除非我们让他们来毁掉我们的生命。
So you see, we do have some control.
所以你看，我们对我们自己的生命是有一些控制的。
But we have to learn how to stop blaming everyone else. Take our bit of failure, the part that is ours, and recognize them.
我们必须要对自己的生命负责，对自己的失败负责，不再去责备别人。
When I stop to think of that and recognize that so many people live on excuses that they don't have time to do anything.
因为那么多人都是在一直在为自己找借口，我这么做错是因为什么什么原因？他们已经忘掉怎么样去自己来负责任了。
No matter what happens to us,
无论我们生活中发生了什么事
，You say it's not my fault. It's theirs.
你总是说不是我的错，都怪他们。
And grant you, it may be 90% their fault.
也许有90%是他们的错。
But you have part of the fault in it too.
但是你在其中也有你的错。
We have to accept our fault.
我们必须接受我们也有错这种现实。
When you have an argument, you always blame the other person.
你跟别人吵架的时候，你总是在责备对方。
But when it takes two to argue.
但是吵架总是两方面一起来吵的。
So that means both have your faults.
这就意味着你们双方都有责任。
So then when you get to the place you recognize it's not all him, it's not all her, it's not all they, part of it's me.
所以到最终你会认识到不只是他的错，也有我的错。
In Proverbs it tells us a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful.
箴言书也这样说，一个不肯承认错的人永远不会成功的。
But if he confesses and forsakes them,He gets another chance.
如果他承认自己的错而且悔改的话，他会有第二个，有更多的机会。
Now I'm not giving you a business seminar today.
我今天不是跟大家讲一个商务课程。
Because sometimes you're probably they would say, don't tell people your mistakes.
有时候你在这种商务课程会听
到说 cover them over good.
他们会告诉你说别告诉你
你的错。But I'm giving you a spiritual understanding today what we're aiming for.
但是今天我要讲的是灵命上我们应该做的事情。
Don't ever feel like you can't say I'm sorry.
你永远不要觉得说我没法跟开口跟人说对不起是我的错。
We need to stop making our excuses.
我们不能不要再去找借口了。
Admit that it's our fault.
承认是我们的错。
And get on with life.
而且就这样继续去生活。
Those who make excuses are rarely good for anything else.
那些常常为自己找借口的人，往往什么事都做不好。
Stop and think a minute.
停下来想一想。
How many times do you excuse yourself?
多少次你在为自己找借口？
How many times do you blame others?
多少次你责备别人？
You know, I know in myself that when I've had a bad experience,
对我自己来讲，当我有一个不太好的经验的时候，
and I step back a while from that,
然后我就退后几步，
I begin to see, yes, I did have some faults in that.
我回头看，我就说，哎呦，的确我也有错。
I really could have done something better.
也许我真的是应该可以做得更好一点。
That takes us to our next topic.
那么我们第二个要做的，要第二个任务，第二个。
We need to take an inventory of our life.
我们把自己的生命要列一个清单。
We learn by our experiences.
我们总是从过去的经验之中来学到功课。
I think that's part of what Paul meant when he said the fellowship of suffering to a certain extent.We learn by the different experiences we have in life.
我们就像保罗说的，在苦难之中要学功课。我们从过去的不同的经验之中来学到人生的功课。
One outstanding Bible teacher said, "You know," he said, "they tell us that when you become a Christian, everything becomes wonderful and lovely, and your troubles are over, and you know it's really wonderful."
一个很有名的圣经教师说，我们都是听到这样的话，说你成为一个基督徒以后。 一切都会变得多么美好，你的生命中不会再有任何的苦难。
He said, but when I became a Christian,
但是当我成为一个基督徒以后
I started getting troubles.
我开始有更多的问题出现了。
He has an enemy after him.
因为有一个敌人在追着你。
He has a world pulling against him.
他整个世界都与你为敌。
And then he said, when I got filled with the Spirit, when I got sanctified in my life, he said, that's when my troubles really began.
他说当我的生命之中有了属灵的这些特质以后，我的生命之中遇到更多的困难。
So the Christian life,is not something that we sit in a rocking chair and ask God like Santa Claus to give me this, give me that, give me the other. No, no, no.
所以基督徒的生命不是你坐在一个摇椅上晃啊晃的说这 Santa Claus.
The word of God
said
we have entered a war, a battle.
但是神的话语说
a battle against Satan and the world and ourself, that self thing within us.
神说我们进入了一场属灵的征战，与撒旦与我们自己来征战。
You said, why in the world would I want to get into a battle?
你说那干嘛呀？我干嘛要想要去打一场仗
？Because I want to tell you, it has the sweetest rewards of anything.
因为这场属灵征战的结果是你会得到最大的奖赏。
You see, I have to take this journey of life anyhow.
无论如何，我必须要去走这趟生命历程。
And I know that if I go without God, there's pitfalls that are far worse than the battles that I have.
我知道，如果不与神同行，我会掉到陷阱里，遇到
更
糟糕的。到处都有一些网络，有陷阱，是比我所面对的征战更糟糕的。
I know for certain today,
我今天明明确确的知道。
That if God had not sent Jesus to forgive me,
如果神没有让耶稣基督来原谅我的罪
，I would have either been dead now,
我现在不，或者是死了。
I would have been an alcoholic.
或者是吸毒喝酒的酗酒的
I would have had a very terrible life
我的生命可能是非常糟糕的
because I was heading that way
因为我朝那个方向在走
before I met Jesus
在我认识耶稣基督之前我是那样朝那个方向在走
but when I met him
但是当我认识他之后
and I found a friend
而且我在他那儿找到一个好朋友
and I found one that really really loved me
而且是一个这样爱我的好朋友
and that would lead me if I would follow
他会带着我走，我会跟着他走。
And when the hard places come, he was there.
当困难来的时候，他总在那儿。
And when the things got rough, he was there to encourage me through his word.
当我遇到困难的时候，他总是
I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
用他的话语来鼓励我，我不会永远不会离弃你。
I'll go with you through all of it.
我会跟着你一起，我们一起来经历一切。
And my friends, I have found that so down through my life.
朋友们，我的一生都是这样
过的。Oh yes, there've been hard times, there've been difficult times.
我的确遇到过困难。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
It was with Him.
我一直跟他在一起。
He says, "Now take inventory of your life."
他说，把你的生命列一个清单。
Paul was so I like this so much. It's just like you and I would say it. He said in Galatians, "You have experienced many things."
保罗在哥罗西书他这样说的。
All those experiences for nothing.
你的确，你经历过很多事。
I hope not.
这些经历都可能都被浪费了。
The trouble with us is we experience things.
我们的问题就在于此。
We don't learn anything.
我们经历过一些事，但是我们什么也没学到。
We have to experience again down later, and it's a little harder, and we still don't learn anything.
之后我们又经历同样的事，我们仍然学不到功课。
And many times that's how we go until finally we get to the place we can't do that anymore.
很多时候都是我们不断的犯同样的错误，直到最后我们才意识到我们不应该再这样做。
We learn from our mistakes.
我们从自己的错误中学到功课。
We learn from hard places.
我们也从我们过去的困难中学到功课。
He uses our personal. What does he use? Let's look and sort of take an inventory of our life. He uses our personal experiences.
保罗说，我们要用我们个人的一些经验。
The family that you grew up with.
你从什么样的家庭长大？
A lot of things in it you may not have liked.
而且这个家庭中，也许有些事情你不太喜欢。
Some of the things you don't want to follow.
有些事你以后可能不会再去重做了。
And as you take inventory of yourself, you'll say, "No, I'm not going that route."
当你在自己的生命中列一个清单的时候，你也许说以后我不会这样生活。
The families that you grew up, the people you were that you knew, how God used these relationships all down through life.
你生命之中的人，你所见到的人，他们神都可以用他们。来塑造你的生命。
And in those experiences, we need to learn.
在这些经验之中，我们需要学到功课。
He uses the vocational and educational experiences.
他也用一些介绍教育上的一些经验来帮助我们。
I started working when I was 15.
我只有十五岁的时候就开始工作了。
One hour a day.
一天工作一个小时。
I worked in the school.
我在学校工作。
And I took down, they bring to me all those who were absent and I have to put them in a book.
我那时候是跟他们做会计。
That was my first job.
第一个工作。
I went on to work in what we call a 5 and 10 cent store. Mrs. Palm would know what that is.
Dr. Palm 肯定知道。之后我就开始在五分钱、一毛钱的那种小店里工作。
I don't know what it would be like now. Walmart is too big.
No, Dollar Tree.
Yeah, maybe the Dollar Tree.
就像是那种 Dollar Store， 所有东西都是一毛钱、五分钱。
And I worked there very hard because they didn't have, you know, how you put in the money and then you take out and then they tell you how much. I had to sit there and count up all the lines, you know, everything you bought, I had to count up, and I wasn't that swift anyhow. But anyhow, I learned a lot of things.
那时候没有收音机，所以我得一样一样把这全都记下来，所以蛮辛苦。但是我学了很多。
I learned how to work for a boss.
我知道怎么样跟老板打交道。
I learned what they were expecting of me.
我开始了解老板们希望我们做什么。
I learned how to get tired and keep on going.
我也学到我当我
They call that endurance teaching. Yeah.
当我很累的时候，怎么样还得继续工作？我觉得这是一种毅力上的训练。
When I got finished with high school, I went to work for Social Security.
高中毕业之后，我去国家这个。
Yeah, you say you're giving me your life's history. I'm trying to give an illustration.
寿安保险。你们说你这我这是在讲我自己的这个生命历程，但是我想给你一个例子。
There, I learned how the structure of you. You go to this man. You don't go way up here to this guy. You go to your first supervisor.
那时候我学到的功课就是在寿安保险局，你要去有什么问题，你要去谈的。
That's the one you answer to.
去找你这个就是你顶头上司，而不是找最大的老板。
No, I say all of this because God knew what He was calling me for.
我说这一切是因为神知道他叫我，他呼召我要做什么。
Not retail.
不是去卖东西，做销售员。
He wasn't calling me to the government work.
他也不是让我去做政府工。
He was calling me to the mission field.
神是呼召我去宣教。
Now I went to Bible college.
然后我去圣经学校。
And when I saw many of my friends that were becoming preachers.
我看到我很多的朋友都成为牧师。
When they got into the pastorate,
当他们成为牧师以后
，they had problems.
他们开始遇到很多问题。
Because they had gone from a student to the boss.
因为他们开始是做学生，然后一下就成老板了。
They're the boss of the church. There may only be three people, but they're still the boss of the church.
他们成为教会的老板，即使这教会只有三个人，他也是老板呢。
They had missed how to work for someone.
他们没有这样的机会去为什么人工作。
They had missed how you have to go to the authorities by steps.
他也不知道怎么样一层一层的去跟老板打交
道。They had missed a lot of vital things that I learned through my experience.
我通过自己的经验所学的很多东西，他们都迷失，都错失了。
You see, that's why we have to, as we go along, using our experience.
所以我们在生命中要用神所给我们的经验。
I wouldn't even begin to talk about the spiritual experiences. There are so many of them.
我都更不用去说属灵的经验了，因为太多了。
He's had to talk to me many times.
因为神对我说过很多很多次话。
Then of course our painful experiences.
当然当中也有很痛苦的经验。
I think with my cancer, I learned how closely Jesus goes with us.
我想。对于我来说，我现在有癌症，那我从中也看到神跟我有多么亲近。
In other areas, I've learned how He works and how He deals in my life.
我也看到我的生命之中的别的一些地方，神怎么样在对付我。
I've often said there was a period of my life.
我常常说我的生命中有一个期间。
That I could never go through again.
我再也不想，我也无法重新走
那段路。But I wouldn't give $1 million for that experience.
但是即使你给我100万，我也不会把那个经验给卖掉。
Take an interview, folks.
想一想
Open your life.
把你的生命打开
See those things that those experiences that you keep banging your head up against and banging your head up against, and learn how to use from those experiences.
你看看生命之中曾经发生的哪些是让你恨不得以头撞墙，但是这些从这些经验之中，你的确可以学到功课。
As a Christian, we need to act in faith.
作为基督徒，我们必须要靠着自己的信仰来生活。
We need to learn to walk with that faith.
我们必须要凭着这个信仰来走我
们的生命之路。Jesus said, "According to your faith, it will be done to you."
耶稣说要根据你的这个信靠的这个信心来给你。
A very simple statement.
这是个非常简单的一个
宣称，but very powerful.
但是非常有能力的宣布。
As I look forward and in my goal for God, I want to do something for Him.
所以在我的目标之中，我想要为神做一些事。
Now doing for God won't bring you salvation.
为神做事不能够为你带来救赎。
Let me tell you, when you work in the church just to work in the church, it becomes a burden many times.
我想要告诉大家的是，当你在教会
里 If you're trying to work your way to heaven, it's not. It doesn't work.
当你在教会里工作的时候，不要以为你这样的工作可以给你挣得去天堂
门票。But when you become a child of God, you want to do for God.
但是当你成为神的儿女的时候，你的确是想要为神做工。
This is what helps you to grow.
这是让你成长的必经之路。
This is what helps you to be a blessing.
这是让你成为别人的祝福的一条路。
So we see that we want to do something for God this year.
所以今年我们想要为神做些什么。
Tell yourself what it is. Believe that he will give you the strength to do it.
你告诉你自己，今年你想要为神做什么，神一定会给你力量，让你能够做到。
And we need to refocus ourselves.
我们在生命中必须要重新调整我们的焦点。
You know, no matter where you read in psychology, self-help, whatever you do in that.
不管你在心理学上学到什么自我救赎的办法。
This is an area that is very, very big today.
这是今天很大的一个问题。
Because they know this has ruled people for thousands and thousands of years.
因为这个曾经就是统治我们人类很几千年上千年的问题。
Now you know you talk to yourself, don't you?
你知道我们经常跟自己讲话是不是？
Now I go a step further. I really talk out loud to myself.
对我来讲，我有时候大声的跟自己讲话。
I really find I'm very good company.
我这样的话，我就是我自己最好的一个同伴。
To myself. But what I'm saying is, we have a mental voice.
我想要说的是，我们在头脑里有一个声音
that is working.
那是一直在工作的一个声音
that is always, always thinking.
而且一直在思想的一个声音
But the problem is, what are we thinking?
问题在于我们在想什么呢
What are we thinking?
我们在想什么
Are the things that you're thinking positive?
我们所想的是一些正面的积极的事情吗
Or the things you're thinking negative?
或者是一些很负面的糟糕的事情
Or the things you're thinking profitable?
或者是你在想能够给我赚钱的事情
Or are you doing what they call today stinking thinking?
或者是你在想一些肮脏的思想
You see, this is what shapes our lives.
我们所想的就
Did you know that?
塑造了我们的生命你知道这一点吗
Do you know that your inner thinking is what is the thing that pushes you? What is the thing that guides you? What is the thing that drives you?
你知道吗？你内在的声音让你所想的事情就是驱使你前进的动力，让你做出一些事情来。
The way you think determines the way you feel.
你思想的方式也决定你所感受的方式。
When you think discouraging thoughts,
当你想到一些让你失望的一些念头。
When you're thinking bitter thoughts,
当你想到一些苦毒的念头。
When you're going over and over in your mind things that a person has done to you,
要是你一段不断的一遍一遍回想有别人伤害你的一些事情
does that make you feel happy?
你觉得很开心吗
Never.
永远不会
Negative feelings never make us feel happy.
一些负面的想法不会让我们开心
I know I can't do this. I know I can't do that.
我知道我做不能这么做，不能那么做
I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that.
我不会这么做，不会那么做。
And we are driven by those thoughts.
我们这些思想就是我们行动的推动力。
So then, if what we think determines the way you feel,
如果我们所想的都已经决定我们所感受的。
And the next problem is we live so much on our feelings.
下一个问题就是我们经常我们的行动是取决于我们如何感受。
We only do it when we feel like it.
我们只想当我们觉得想要做的时候才去做。
I don't feel like doing that.
或者我不想去做这事儿。
Unless I'm going to do it for money.
除非是给我钱
Now, I go to work 5 days a week and I hate my job, you say.
你也许说哎呀我每周工作五天可是我实在不喜欢我的工作。
I dread it, I feel bad.
我很讨厌这个工作我觉得很糟糕。
But that's one time we go over our feelings, don't we?
那是唯一的一次可能我们就不会按照自己的喜好去工作去
You see, what motivates us?
因为来驱动我们去做事的。
It's how we deal with our feelings.
就是我们怎么样来面对自己的感受。
So now we think, I don't feel like doing it, I don't want to do it.
也许你想我不觉得想要做我不想去做
And the way you feel then determines the way you act.
你所感受到的会影响你行动你的行动。
If I feel like doing it, I'll do it.
如果我想做我就去做。
If I feel like I don't want to do it, I don't do it.
如果我不想做，我就不做。
And you can go over the whole spectrum of your thoughts, and you'll find that that's true.
你会在头脑里想来想去，你会发现这种是是的确是这样。我们感受到什么，我们就会做什么。
And some of you say there's some things I can't stand. I can't stand them much longer.
你们中间有人说，这事我实在是不能忍受了。我
Something's got to happen. Something's got to change.
一些事情必须要改变，我才能去决定。
Well, the only way they're going to change is you change your thinking.
但是唯一这个事情能够改变的就是你改变自己的想法。
You're going to have to begin to look at your thoughts.
你得要想想，回头看看自己的想法是什么。
And see where they're leading you.
而且看一看你的想法驱使你做什么事。
If you change the way you think,
如果你改变你的思维方式
then you're going to change the way you act.
你就会改变自己行动的方式。
If you're depressed and discouraged and distressed,
如果你是在忧郁之中觉得很失望，非常消沉。
If it's not a physical thing,chemical thing, then you're going, it's your choice.
如果这不是身体上的造成的问题，而是一些化学物质造成的问题，你要做出选择。
Now, a person in distress, or depression, doesn't go all the way to the bottom at first. Did you know that?
你知道吗？一个得忧郁症的人刚开始的时候并不会陷入最低谷。
It just begins with a feeling.
刚开始的时候只是一种感受。
And then we give in and we think about it.
然后我们就
start to give in to it.
然后就我们就对自己的感受屈服。
And the more we do, the lower down we get.
我们越感受的糟糕，我们情绪就越消沉，越低沉。
Now, if it is a chemical thing, you can't help it.
如果是你头脑中化学物质的问题，
if it's something physical, a brain thing, you can't help that.
你什么也做不了。如果是你身体上的问题，你也做不了什么。
That is just from your thoughts.
如果是
you can change.
如果是你的思维方式造成的问题，你是可以改变的。
So what did Paul say?Be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
所以保罗是说你要心意更新而变化。
I can be transformed not with drugs, not with the doctors all the time, but I can be transformed by the renewing of my mind.
所以要心意更新而变化，而不是靠着一些药物或者医生来变化。
That's why Jesus said, "Forgive those that have done things to you."
所以耶稣说要去赦免那些曾经做了对你伤害你的人。
Because he has the ability to transform us as we transform our thinking.
因为我们心意更新而变化的时候，耶稣就可以改变我们。
So what do? We have to be able to look to God and tell him, Lord, please help me.
所以我们可以看着神说
focus my mind.
主啊，你帮助我，让我的生命中重新找到焦点。
Because you hold in your choices of your life.
因为我们的手中有我们生命的选择。
Everyday choices.
我们每天都面临选择。
Everyday, how we're going to feel, how we're going to be. You say, I don't think. Yes, you'd be surprised.
你每天都会有不同的感受，会做出不同的事。你每天都会有这样的感受。
I've told you before. It's been clinically proven that, or at least by some of them, that with the citronium in the back of our head should be up here when we get up in the morning.It's a chemical.
这已经是临床上面曾经做到证实的，就是。
And they have learned
一些东西可以控制。
That positive thinking brings that citronium up to the front where it's supposed to work.
而且医生们也证明，当你有一些正面的、积极的想法的时候，你的这个头脑中的化学物质会改变，让你行出来。
Sometimes you thank God when He said, "Praise the Lord, praise, be always be giving praise and thanksgiving."You think that's because he just wants all the praise and thanksgiving? I don't think so. Not all of it.
我们赞美神的时候，我们想，也许神就是喜欢听这样的话。我想不是。
He knows it's what helps keep us balanced.
而是因为神知道我们要想找到生命中的平衡。
You see, God knows every part of us.
我们要积极思想，因为神了解我们每个人。
He made us.
因为他造了我们。
He knows what will keep us running.
他会知道什么样才能什么样的东西能够驱使我们前进。
So all of your down thoughts, all of your thoughts against people, all of your thoughts against the things that drag you down is your choice.
所以你生命中那些把你往下拉，让你觉得消沉、觉得忧郁的那些事情，都是你自己的选择。
Sometimes you say, "But Sister Schwartz, those things keep running."
你说，的确这些事在我头脑里不断的放，我忘不了。
A good thing then is to go to God.
一件事情就是。
Say, Lord,
说
whatever part I've had in this thing that is making me feel so guilty.
神，我头脑之中让我觉得有罪孽感、罪恶感的这些事情。
If I really did wrong,
如果我的确做错了
I want you to forgive.
我求您原谅我。
Now this is where faith, the act of faith. When I say that to him and mean it from my heart, he hears me.
这就是凭着信心去做。当我这样从心里去说的时候，我相信神听到我
的话。And he said, when God forgives, he forgets.
当神原谅你，当神原谅你的时候，他一定就忘掉了，他不会像我们一样。
So as he has forgiven us, then we accept that and we don't accept any more guilt.
当神原谅我们，我们接受这个事实，我们就不会在心里有罪恶感。
I had OCD, I had a guilt-ridden life from the chemicals as well as from my life itself.
我的生命中，因为我用一些药物，而且所以我也会有这种有时候强迫症，所以我有时候会有这样一些罪恶感。
But God began to deal with me and show me and help me through many different ways until I learned not to accept.
神，但是神在我生命之中做工，他引导我，让我最终能够学会，我不再有罪恶感。
If I'm guilty, I ask God to forgive me, and then after that, and many times things will come in on me, and I say, no, I'm not accepting it, and I go on thinking something else.
当我有罪恶感的时候，我就会求神来原谅我，这样我就不再有罪恶感。
Behind, but anyhow, let's go on to the last one.
最后一项就是
，and that is trust.
信靠。
Now, if you're going to have a goal for God, trust Him to help you with it.
如果今年你为神来建立一个目标，你要相信神会帮助你实现这个目标。
Zechariah said, "You'll not succeed by your own strength or power." No, we won't.
撒迦利亚说，我们靠着自己的
能力不能得胜。Not in the spiritual life as well as the physical.
在我们属灵生命中，我们无法
But by my spirit, saith the Lord.
但是我的生命主说，我的灵说。
You see, that's why so many people don't understand.
那是这就是为什么很多人无法理解。
There are people that have to see it in black and white.
我们很多人要看到它白纸黑字。
They have to see it proven in a test tube.
我们必须要看到它在试管里头真正证明给我们看才相信。
But God said it's my spirit.
但是神说这是我的灵。
So my trust has to go beyond test tubes, beyond theories, and my trust says, God, I know you will do.
我们的信靠就在于我们相信神能够做到。而不是靠着手中的试管或者是科学的一些仪器的证明。
And when doubts come, I go back and say, I know you will do it.
当我们心里有疑惑的时候，我们回到神面前说，我知道你会做到。
So as we said today, let's stop making our excuses for our failures.
所以今天我们
Let's take an inventory of ourselves.
不要再为自己的失败找借口，而且为自己的生命列一个清单。
Act in faith.
要靠着信心来生活。
Refocus.Your thoughts.
重新调整我们的思维方式。
And trust God.
信靠神。
May the Lord bless you in this year.
愿神在今年大大祝福你。2020.